who you're going to be at the beginning of 2024 is certainly not who you're going to be at the end, no matter who you are, because you just can't walk through fire unscathed. And I mean that also in a good way. Like, things can be amazing at the end of 2024 because you had all this fuel to propel you, like quantum leap you to things that would take like 10, 2023 years to achieve. Hello, welcome back to the Magic of Transformation podcast. I am your host, Stephanie Zeller. So today on the show, I want to do a little recap of the 2024 energy update. I don't know if you listened to it at the beginning of the year, but even if you did, you want to tune in to today's episode because the energy of the year is really kicking up right about now, and it's only going to increase for the rest of the year. I re-listened to this a couple days ago, and wow, do I feel this energy so hard now. It is crazy how much more you can feel the energy in your life and in your body. You are going to be mind blown when you listen to this episode because you are going to recognize how you're feeling it, how you're already feeling it. And trust me, it's only going to get more intense as the months roll on. So basically what I'm doing with this episode is I am just replaying the 2024 energy update for you. And I'm just so curious how this lands. Please message me on Instagram at Stephanie Zeller Speaks or send me a note through my website, thetransformationschool.com. I'm just so curious how this energy is already affecting you and how it will continue to affect you for the rest of 2024. If you like the episode, be sure to give me a 5-star review. I so appreciate you. I so appreciate you just being here, sharing the episodes, leaving me the 5-star reviews. You guys, that love feels so, so good. Thank you so much. You guys, I have literally the best listeners on the planet. I love you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And you know what? I just want to dive in. If you want to know more about me, if you are new to the podcast, be sure to check out the show notes and check out my free classes, check out my courses at thetransformationschool.com, all the good stuff. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast as well. All right, get ready. Get ready to have your mind blown because you are going to recognize these themes as you listen. So without further ado, let's do this thing. Here's a recap of your 2024 energy update. Enjoy. Let's dive right in. So what we're going to do is we're going to break down four themes. But before I get into those four themes, what I want to share with you is a visual that's really been coming to me of what 2024 is going to feel like in contrast to 2023. And this has just been coming in like really clear for the last few weeks. So if you imagine 2023 as though you are walking in, let's call it like a very still river, and you're in the river, the water is coming up to like a little bit above your waist, and there's a really dense fog. Now, I said still river, but let's imagine it's kind of rushing just a little bit. It's going like very slow, and you're walking, and you can tell kind of what direction it's going in because it's going very slowly in one direction. So you're kind of walking in that direction, but the fog is so heavy that you can't see at all what's ahead. And sometimes, because this is a very particular, interesting, magical river, sometimes the water even stops. And when the water stops, you walk a few steps in that dense fog and you actually can become a little bit disoriented. And then you think, wait, which direction was I headed in? And you can actually even turn and maybe you're now walking off to the side to the riverbank. Maybe you're walking upstream without even realizing it. So that is kind of 2023. Like that's what 2023 was. Okay. Overall, you definitely went downstream. Like you definitely made some gains. You grew. There was a lot that happened. But man, did it feel foggy? Did it feel sometimes like you were barely moving or maybe you were even moving in the wrong direction? Felt really disorienting at times. And I would bet at times you also felt stuck. Like there was mud at the bottom of the river and your feet were a little bit stuck and you were just like, ugh, maybe you even felt like giving up at certain points. That was 2023. Like 2023 moved at a glacial pace for a lot of us. And was a bit confusing. And, you know, the interesting thing about those times where everything feels like really foggy and we're in like a liminal realm and everything's very confusing is that it forces us to go inward, because we can't anchor to anything outside of us. We can't get our bearings by looking outside of us, like, okay, I recognize that rock, I recognize whatever. We can't do that. And so we had to anchor into ourselves. We had to learn how to anchor into ourselves. And that's a lot of what 2023 was. And that's important because we want to have a sense of who we are, a little bit of an anchor in ourselves before we move into the 2024 energy, which is very different. So imagine you're in this river, and as I said, the water's a little past your waist, the fog is really dense, you're walking really slow. Then all of a sudden, the river starts rushing and it starts going really, really fast. And you're like, wait, what's going on? And the fog starts lifting and you're starting to kind of pick up the pace and you're going downstream and you're hearing like this really, really loud roar and it's getting louder and louder and louder. Then all of a sudden you see an enormous waterfall up ahead. The fog has lifted. The water is rushing past you. It's like beating your back. It's going very, very fast, just rushing, rushing, rushing. And you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. And it's almost like it's carrying you now. And then you're boom, like pushed off over the side, falling down this crazy fast waterfall. Welcome to 2024, everybody. That's what 2024 feels like to me energetically. It is so different from 2023. And listen, like there's some great things about that, right? Like a lot of us that have really felt like the dense fog stuck feelings that have accompanied 2023. And like I said, there's amazing, beautiful things that come from being in a year like 2023 was. But regardless, it can feel like a grind. It's going to feel like a relief to be in that really fast, almost violent at times waterfall. And it can be overwhelming at times too, because things are moving so, so rapidly fast. And at times, like almost violently, it's just like, whoa, like whiplash. So that's how I just want to preface this episode. Like, this is what I'm feeling for 2024. Super excited to see what kind of themes come up for us. So let's dive into the themes. Theme number one is the fire of transformation is upon you. Everything you choose to do this year will be super fueled, resulting in magnificent bounty or disastrous results. Become more and more consciously aware of what you choose. So just like I was giving this example of the rushing waterfall, the interesting thing is if we equate the year with tarot and astrology, like last year was a Cancer year, it was a watery year. This year is Leo and it's fiery. So the fire of transformation is upon you. Whenever you have any fiery energy, things are going to be, well, they're going to be more fiery, right? A little bit more shocking. And this can work to, it. Here's the thing. It always works to your advantage, because even if the results are difficult or, you know, quote, painful for you, you are learning from those things. So everything is always working to your advantage. However, it may not always like turn out the way that you, quote, wanted it to. So this is where the like, everything you choose to do this year will be super fueled, resulting in magnificent bounty or disastrous results, meaning that there will most certainly be an outcome that you see to the decisions and the choices that you are making. 2023 was weird because you could make like really big decisions, and it's almost like you made those decisions or you seeded certain things or you started new journeys, or like maybe you bought a new business or you started a new business or you started a new relationship or like you were trying to get pregnant or something. Like you were doing all these things and yet nothing was really manifesting in physical form. It was like you're doing all the foundational, the background work, and you weren't really seeing a lot of results. Like, good or bad, you just weren't seeing results. And that, of course, can feel really frustrating and confusing and almost like disheartening. 2024 is very different. You're going to be seeing results sometimes sooner maybe than you even want to. They're going to come in faster than you were expecting. And it's going to give you, it's kind of like, for some reason this is coming in, it's kind of like push hands. So push hands is like a Tai Chi practice. I've actually never done this, but this is really what's coming in right now. Is like push hands is like where you're, and for anyone that practices this, I'm sorry, I'm going to totally butcher this, but it's like practicing with feeling some proprioceptive feedback where both people are touching hands. And when one person kind of puts some pressure, the other person can feel that pressure. And there's like, you're kind of going back and forth applying pressure. And it's a practice of like feeling force and how to redirect it. But let's just, for simplicity's sake, say that you are standing across from someone and their hand is up, your hand is up, and you're kind of pushing back and forth. And right when you start to push your hand, they start to apply kind of equal and opposite force and pressure back into your hand. That immediate kind of feedback is what the universe is doing for you here in 2024 with theme number one. So instead of 2023, where it was kind of like, okay, I'm doing things and I don't know what's coming of it and nothing's really resulting and I don't even know if I'm going in the right direction, I don't even know if I'm doing the right thing, 2024 is going to give you more immediate feedback because you're going to make decisions and then things are going to result, like outcomes are going to manifest. And maybe it's going to go the way you want it to, maybe it's not, but whatever outcome manifests is giving you that immediate feedback, which helps you to then redirect. It helps you to know what to do next. And because you're constantly getting this throughout 2024, it's going to help you become more and more consciously aware of what you are choosing and what you want to choose and what feels right for you and what feels not right for you. And you know, you think you want one thing, but then maybe you get that thing and then you realize maybe I don't want that thing. And so it's really a dance. It's like a dance with the universe. Like, okay. And in a way, if you really want to work with this energy, what you're going to do is you're going to ask the universe, like, show me the best path for me. Show me the most aligned path for me where my life can get really amazing and really juicy and I can have all the things that I'm wanting and I can be full of joy and prosperous and all the things. And you can then take a lot of actions and the universe is going to show you like, okay, does this feel right to me? Was that the right decision? If not, how can I pivot? How can I keep pivoting and making different decisions so that I'm getting the outcome that I'm actually wanting, so that I'm getting the feelings that I want to be experiencing? So it's going to make you way more aware because things are happening. And that also leads me to say that 2024, you will thrive when you are taking action, even though sometimes the action could be a little nerve-wracking because you are getting results so rapidly. It is definitely still a year where you want some forward momentum and you want to be taking action. And if you are finding, whenever you're listening to this, that you are not happy where you're at, then you want to leap. Like 2024 is kind of like a leap year. It's a year that you want to be taking action. You want to be leaping and testing different directions and seeing the outcomes that those choices are yielding and then pivoting if the outcomes are not what you were wanting. Okay, so that is theme number one. The fire of transformation is upon you. Everything you choose to do this year will be super fueled, resulting in magnificent bounty and magnificent outcomes, right? It doesn't necessarily mean bounty in terms of money or prosperity. It's just magnificent outcomes or disastrous results. Become more and more consciously aware of what you are choosing. Okay, that is theme number one. Let's take a nice big deep breath together. And let us proceed to theme number two. Theme number two, stark realizations and realities unfolding. The solution lies at the root of the problem. There is no more avoiding. Heal what has been broken, then leap forward. Okay. Let's break this down. Stark realizations and realities unfolding. some things that you've been putting under the rug or just thinking to yourself, like, I'll deal with that later, or relationships that haven't been thriving, work situations that have been deteriorating, maybe even some health situations that you've been kind of ignoring, thinking maybe if I ignore it, it'll just get better. It's very likely that they will get worse in 2024 so that they can finally get better. Because here's the thing, like, and this is sad but true, sometimes we have to hit rock bottom to actually resolve things. And because everything in 2024 is super fueled, your denial of problems is super fueled too. So you're brushing it under the rug, or I'm just going to ignore this and maybe it'll go away, will actually result in an outcome. And the outcome of your denial is the things getting so bad that you can't deny them any longer. And this is good. And this is why. What, like, you're like, why is that good? It's good because, again, sometimes we have to hit rock bottom in order to finally seek out a resolution. And the reason for this, by and large, is because sometimes the pain has to get bigger than our fear of change. Our pain has to get bigger than our fear of change. If our pain is so bad that we're just like, fuck it, I don't care what happens, I'm going to fix this no matter what, that's a I'm done moment. And that is when change happens. But a lot of times we wait and we grip and we hesitate and we deny and we avoid and change doesn't happen. But again, like, your avoidance of certain issues is actually a choice. And in 2023, you may not have seen outcomes from that avoidance because the energy was weird and watery and slow and liminal. But in 2024, you're going to see an outcome from that avoidance. And that is going to be stark realizations and realities unfolding. It's going to be in your fucking face and you're going to have to deal with this thing. So how do you deal with it? Well, that is where the solution lies at the root of the problem. Okay, so famous psychologist Carl Jung said, real liberation comes not from glossing over or repressing painful states of feeling, but only from experiencing them to the full. And then Rumi said, the wound is the place where the light enters you. You guys, your liberation is through. Like, the obstacle is the way. The solution lies at the root of the problem. You have to go all the way into what has happened, why you're experiencing suffering. And it is only through the experience of that and softening into that that you will find your solution. You will find the solution that you're looking for, and you will find truly the way to liberation out of that thing into something that is even better than before. I heard this quote the other day, the universe will never give you peace in something you weren't meant to settle in. If you are settling in something, you will not have peace there. I mean, what a beautiful quote. I just really want you to take this in. Where are you not feeling like full and utter peace in your life? That's for a reason. The universe will never give you peace in something you weren't meant to settle in. The universe wants you to be the highest version of you. The universe wants you to reach your greatest potential, because you know why? It's not just like so you can achieve and have success in life. The universe wants you to reach your greatest potential because that is where the most peace and joy and abundance and prosperity lies. Like, that is the secret to living a happy, fulfilled life, is to reach your highest potential. And that's what the universe wants you to have. You have a God-given right to experience peace every single day of your life, to just be in total and utter peace. It is my right to experience peace every moment of my life. And if I am not experiencing peace in certain aspects of my life, that is most likely because it is something that I am settling in. So the way to resolve that is to look directly at it. The obstacle is the way is through. There is no more avoiding. So heal what has been broken, then leap forward. Because here's the amazing thing. Everything that you choose to do this year is super fueled, including your healing, including facing issues that you haven't been facing. It's kind of interesting because, like, for you, if you were avoiding something like massively in 2023, okay, guess what? If you face it in 2024, it's going to go a lot quicker. Like your healing around, it's going to be a lot quicker than maybe it would have been in 2023. So it's time to go at it. It's time to acknowledge what you've been avoiding. It's time to sign up for my workshops. It's time to find the therapist. It's time to really go at it, because this year, everything is going to move way faster. It's actually going to be easier for you to move through things, and you're going to find relief faster. Theme number two, stark realizations and realities unfolding. The solution lies at the root of the problem. There is no more avoiding. Heal what has been broken, then leap forward. I want to say something about the solution lies at the root of the problem. You know, when I went on my own healing journey and started searching for the reasons why I wasn't feeling deep, pervasive peace in my life, and why I did feel a kind of chronic dissatisfaction, why I felt anxiety, why I felt dis-ease while I had health issues. My cup wasn't overflowing, you guys. Okay. Right. Like there were great things happening, but deep down, I felt like something was missing. I felt like something was off. And so I went in search of what that thing was, because I had a deeper belief that life didn't have to be that way. I was tired of feeling the existential dread. I wondered if life could feel peaceful and magical and amazing. And I think deep down, I knew that it could. I knew it could be better. And I wanted to find that way forward. But for years, like literally years, I would say 20 years, I was in therapy and I was searching and I was trying out different like spirituality, different religions. I was reading all the self-help books. I was working with different practitioners. And a lot of these things, even therapy, because of certain kinds of therapy I was getting, like cognitive behavioral therapy and talk therapy, they were just offering me surface solutions, meaning like, okay, so you're not feeling well, go meditate. You're not feeling well, go talk about it. You are feeling anxious, go work out. Like all of these things were just band-aids. They weren't actually getting to the root of my problem. So like the problems kept coming back. And that's how you know if you have surface solutions, because they're coming back. And even if they're coming back less than they were before, like less charge. Like let's say my anxiety was a 10 and then after doing a whole bunch of therapy and getting on a whole bunch of medications, it's now at a 7, but it's like stabilized at a 7. Surface solutions, because you know what? I want my anxiety to go from a 10 to a fucking 0. And if it's going from a 10 to a 7, that is not working. Like half-ass isn't working. It's not working all the way. And I'm not saying there's not a place for certain modalities. I'm not saying there's not a place for meditation. There's not a place for talk therapy. There's not a place for cognitive behavioral therapy. Those work in certain situations. Okay. What I'm saying is think about what's working for you right now. Are you going from a 10 to a 0? Are things actually getting significantly better? And things take time, right? But if you're not seeing like vast improvements relatively quickly, then you want to question the methods at hand, because they may not be getting to the root cause of your problem. So you want to seek out things, solutions, tools, and methods that are getting to the root cause of your problem and solving the problem there. All my programs will do this for you. So please check out my tools, check out my methods, check out my programs, check out my student results at thetransformationschool.com. And this year I'm going to have a lot of free masterclasses. So also please, no matter when during 2024 you are listening to this, check out the show notes, because I'm sure I have some links there for you. So you want to find methods that are helping you get to the root cause of your problems, because that is what will give you amazing results faster. And I'm all about speed, which is awesome, because in 2024, things are going to happen quickly. Okay, and the thing I just want to close out with theme number two is that you want to heal what has been broken and then you want to leap forward, because this is also a year where you can like really drastically change something for the better. You can acknowledge what's happening, you can move through it, and then you can actually start to manifest something that's even better. And no matter when you're listening to this in 2024, I just want to say to you, like, stop avoiding immediately. Look at the thing right now, because you want to start manifesting something better on the other side of this pain and suffering while you're still in 2024. Because if you take steps to create something better, those steps are going to have faster results in the 2024 energy. Okay, so let's now take a nice big deep breath in before moving on to theme number three. And a big nice sigh out together. Theme number three, if you've been putting in the work up until this point, get ready, because you're going to see some massive results. Thank God. Oh my God. Thank God for theme number three. If you've been putting in the work up until this point, get ready, because you're going to see some massive results. So like I said, 2023 has been a real grind. Hey, if you haven't done the work up until this point, you better get started, because 2024, like, the work is going to go faster. But if you've been doing the work during 2023 or 2022, you have set yourself up for an amazing year. You're going to see what you've been attempting to manifesting in 2024. So just take a beat right now and just put your hand over your heart and just say thank you and start to feel excited in your body, because it is coming. The things that you have been wanting, the things that you have been working towards are coming. Okay. If you're listening to this a few months in or in the middle of 2024 and you haven't been seeing those results, then perhaps you need new work, new methods to manifest those results. And hey, I'm here for you. My program, Your Life's Work, has all the tools and the workflows that you will ever need to manifest anything that you are wanting. So please check out that course at thetransformationschool.com. But if you've been using my manifestation workflows, if you've been doing personal work, if you've been attempting to manifest things and you've really been doing the work to change your subconscious beliefs and programs that are blocking you from those things, you've been doing the work to believe that it's possible for you, to believe that you are worthy, you've been taking aligned actions out in the world to set yourself up for receiving those things, get ready, because here they come. 2024, you're going to see some massive results. And the only other thing I want to say about this, because this is pretty cut and dry theme, like, if you've been doing the work, it's coming, is keep going. Because as theme number one said, like, this year is going to be super fueled. So if you want more of that thing, then keep going. Keep following your intuition. Keep taking action. Keep removing the subconscious beliefs or blocks or self-limiting beliefs or the programs that are blocking you. Keep using the manifestation workflows that I offer you. Keep going so that you can keep getting more and more of the results that you're wanting. All right. And last but not least, before we go on to theme number four, let's take another big deep breath in through your nose. And a big sigh out. Theme number four is like the longest theme I've ever received. So theme number four is themes such as disappointment, burnout, or jealousy will be prevalent this year. Where are you thinking the grass is greener? Look at what you think you're lacking or at what you think is wrong in your life, then pivot or make adjustments to where you're going. But keep going. Don't get stuck in sticky feelings of disappointment, jealousy, or burnout. Pivot and keep taking action. So I think that this is just like part of what it's going to be about. I think that because it's a kind of a fiery year of maybe some more intense emotions and intense things manifesting in the world and in our lives, it can trigger kind of more violent internal reactions. And sometimes that can lead to like real disappointment. I mean, you know, in theme number one, like if you take action and it results in something that you're really not wanting or that feels really uncomfortable, or with theme number two, stark realizations and realities unfolding, like things are happening, like shit's happening, things are manifesting in the world, situations are occurring, and it can lead to violent reactions, like big emotions, like disappointment, burnout, or jealousy. And so we want to be really cognizant of that moving forward, especially these three feelings of disappointment, which is also kind of tied to just like wanting to shut down, feelings of burnout, and feelings of, I'm getting kind of like anger and jealousy, of maybe blaming others, like this isn't going my way and I'm blaming so-and-so, of pointing the finger. And when it comes to jealousy, like where are you looking around thinking that the grass is greener? Instead of getting stuck in those loops and those really dense, heavy emotions, you want to continuously kind of pause and ask yourself like, well, what do I think is wrong in my life? Like, what am I actually wanting here? Why am I jealous of this person? Or why am I feeling so disappointed? What do I wish would have happened? Okay, so let's take these one at a time just real quickly here. If you're experiencing jealousy, that means that there is something in you that is desiring something that you think that you can't have or you think is not available to you. So you want to identify like, what is it that I think that I want here? What is it that I think this person has that it's not possible for me to have? Then you want to ask yourself, why do I think that's not possible for me? Like, where did that limiting belief, where did that program come from? And how can I, instead of feeling angry or jealous that I don't have something, how can I flip it and ask myself like, well, how can I have it? What do I need to change in my life to have that thing? And then you want to ask yourself like, will that actually provide me with the feelings that I'm looking for, with the desired feeling states for which I'm striving? You know, if this person has a bigger house than me, why do I want a bigger house? What do I think that will make me feel? And we want to make sure like, will that actually result in me feeling the way that I am wanting to feel? And if it will, like if having a bigger house is going to make me feel more spacious, like I have more space and I have more freedom, that's amazing. Okay, so like what do I need to do in order to manifest a bigger home? But if I think that house is going to make people respect me more and look up to me, then I want to ask myself, okay, wait, why do I need that? Why do I want that? Can I just provide that for myself? Number one. And number two, if I really want people to respect me more, like what do I need to do in the world to garner that respect? Because it's not very likely to get a bigger house, right? It's probably like change the way that I'm behaving, change what I'm doing in the world. So really, really digging in, like, why do I think the grass is greener? Why am I jealous of this person? If it's disappointment, it's asking ourselves, why am I so disappointed? What can I do to change my life, to take different actions, to avoid experiencing this disappointment continually, to avoid experiencing this disappointment again? And if I'm burnt out, well, you guys, burnout results from doing things that we don't want to do. So what am I doing in my life that's burning me out? And it's not just like task or a job or doing too many things or having too many commitments. It can be a certain relationship. It can be the way that we're eating. Anything can give us burnout. Anything that we're doing that's not super aligned for us that makes us feel good can create burnout. So it's really breaking all three of these things down and then assessing like, what do I need to do? Look at what you think you're lacking or at what you think is wrong in your life. Then pivot or make adjustments to where you're going. But keep going. Don't get stuck in sticky feelings of disappointment, jealousy, or burnout. Pivot and keep taking action. And here's really what I'm getting around that. Like, if you get stuck in difficult feelings, again, your inaction is super fueled. So what's going to happen is like your inaction and not looking at your life and not trying to improve things is actually going to vastly increase your suffering. Because your inaction garners a result this year. It's like your inaction is actually going to be very, very painful. So you don't want to get stuck in a spiral, in a vortex of these sticky, difficult emotions. And when I say that, the solution is not to ignore them, right? The solution is never to ignore them or to, like, you know, use old manifestation techniques of like, just stop thinking about them and focus on something positive. Like, fuck that. Go into it, right? Like I was talking about earlier, go deep, deep in, go to the root cause of the problem and find a solution. And again, if you don't know how to do that, if you're like, I don't know how to go to the root cause of my problems, I don't know how to go all the way into my feelings, I don't even know what you're talking about, visit me at thetransformationschool.com, reach out to me on Instagram, look in the show notes. I have many resources for you. I have many programs that will teach you how to do this exactly, right? Because I know what you mean. I didn't know how to do it either. And I spent years, not even fucking kidding you, 20 years working with subpar tools, not getting to the root cause of my problems. And that is why I have now created programs that will help you do that quickly and easily so that you don't have to fuck around for so long like I did. So I am here for you. Please, please, please use the programs and the tools that I have provided because I don't want you to suffer in the same way that I did. I want you to feel fucking amazing. I want 2024 to be lit up, thriving, prosperous, abundant, amazing for you. I want you to leverage the super fueled energy. I want your results to be magnificent. I don't want them to be painful. I don't want you to feel stuck in your suffering. So with theme number four, we just need to watch out for these things, like watch out for disappointment, burnout, and jealousy. And then when they arise, go into them, understand where they're coming from and what you need to do to change, to pivot, to have different results. Really fiery year. Lots of changes are going to happen in your life. Like who you're going to be at the beginning of 2024 is certainly not who you're going to be at the end, no matter who you are, because you just can't walk through fire unscathed. And I mean that also in a good way. Like things can be amazing at the end of 2024, because you had all this fuel to propel you, like quantum leap you to things that would take like 10 2023 years to achieve. It's going to happen in 1 year in 2024. So I'm just like, I'm so, so excited. I'm so excited. I'm actually, you know, me personally, I'm so relieved that 2024 is going to be such a fiery energy because I'm ready. I'm ready to harness it, to leverage it, and to use it to my advantage. But I have to say, I also have very strategic tools to do this exact thing. I know how to work with fiery energy. I know how to not be afraid of fiery energy. I have a lot of tools. I have a manifestation workflow. So like, I know how to manifest. I'm going to manifest so many things in 2024. I'm so fucking excited. And I want you to manifest things too. So again, please reach out to me. Use my tools. That is what they're here for. All right. I just want to say, make sure you check out the show notes again, because I'm going to be updating this episode and more tools and free classes and that kind of stuff will be available to you in the show notes, depending on when you're listening to this episode. Pass this episode along to all of your friends. We should all be aware of what 2024 has in store, because I mean, I just want everybody to use this energy to their advantage. Amazing, amazing things are coming. So to close out here, I'm just going to blow through these themes. I'm going to say all four of them very quickly for you so that you can leave this episode feeling like you've got it, like you know what to expect for 2024. So theme number one, the fire of transformation is upon you. Everything you choose to do this year will be super fueled, resulting in magnificent bounty or disastrous results. Become more and more consciously aware of what you are choosing. Theme number two, stark realizations and realities unfolding. The solution lies at the root of the problem. There is no more avoiding. Heal what has been broken, then leap forward. Theme number three, if you've been putting in the work up until this point, get ready because you're going to see some massive results. And theme number four, themes such as disappointment, burnout, or jealousy will be prevalent this year. Where are you thinking the grass is greener? Look at what you think you're lacking or at what you think is wrong in your life, then pivot or make adjustments to where you're going. But keep going. Don't get stuck in sticky feelings of disappointment, jealousy, or burnout. Pivot and keep taking action. You guys, cheers to a fucking fiery year. It's going to be amazing.